Hi, everyone. It's Eagles Draft Live presented by Dietz and Watson. I'm Dave Spadaro at the NovaCare Complex. Want to say hello to everyone. Great day to be an American here. Congratulations to all of you. I know everybody's been spending all this time watching the news and the coverage, the death of Osama bin Laden. It obviously transcends anything that we can do here. So God bless America, I think, is what everybody feels today. We begin the show with that sentiment. We transition to the Philadelphia Eagles, your favorite football team. And first, I want to say a thank you so much to all of you Eagles fans who spent the weekend with us online Thursday night, Friday night, all day Saturday into the evening. Really had a great, great show. Huge audience. We appreciate that very much. And it was a lot of fun. Merle Reese and I had a whole lot of fun covering this Eagles draft. An interesting 2011 Eagles draft, which netted the Eagles 11 players, 4 trades, and a whole lot of conversation, 1 through 11. We will bring in just a little bit, Eagles general manager Howie Roseman. He'll join us in the Xfinity studio to talk about exactly the Eagles' rationale, the approach to the draft, and then at the end of the day now as they evaluate what they have, what they need to improve upon, where they go from here. So a lot of conversation, obviously, about, well, Danny Watkins, does he walk right into the starting lineup? I say yes, he will. Jaquan Jarrett, does he step into the starting lineup? I say no, he doesn't. But I think the Eagles certainly have an interesting situation there, and I want to ask Howie about what happens with Quinn Michael, scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent. Very, very young group at that safety position, so we'll see what Howie has to say about that. Obviously, Alex Henry, the kicker from Nebraska, a huge source of conversation. We'll find out from Howie why the Eagles drafted a kicker in the 4th round and what it means for the futures of David Akers and Sav Rocca. Eagles went after 3 offensive linemen. They went after 3 linebackers. We had identified those positions as positions of need. Along with that, a cornerback, a safety, a kicker, a running back, a fullback. How many starters emerge from this 2011 Eagles draft? Along with Howie, we want to get your reaction to it. Now that things have settled down just a bit, how do you feel about what the Eagles did in this draft? So we're going to take some phone calls to start the show after the break. So jump on board and get online and let's talk about this draft. What you liked, what you wish the Eagles could have done better, and what you see for them moving forward. 215-339-6709 is the number. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we hit the telephones. And then later, it's Eagles general manager Howie Roseman in studio.
There it is, 7th to the Vikings, Adrian Peterson.
Who could have guessed that a 7th overall pick would be considered a steal? Well, you. With NFL Mobile only from Verizon, your phone is your very own NFL draft headquarters. Watch exclusive live coverage on NFL Network, monitor each pick on the real-time draft tracker, and join the conversation in your team's fan war room to get insight into every team. NFL Mobile only from Verizon, built so you can rule the air.
Eagles Draft Live, presented by Philadelphia's own Dietz and Watson. Mama Dietz, Chairman and Chief Executive Mama.
Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Mama Dietz.
On game day or any day, enjoy the world's best gourmet Franks and sausages from Dietz and Watson, home of the finest premium meats and artisan cheeses.
We're the mother of all meats.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Guys, healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snap look extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on earth.
Eagles Academy for Men is the ultimate football fantasy experience, taking place at the NovaCare Complex on May 21st and 22nd. Eagles Academy offers you first-hand instruction from Eagles coaches, and you'll get a chance to work out with an Eagles alumni. Tickets are on sale now, so visit philadelphiaeagles.com/academy for more information. Sovereign Bank is the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles, member FDIC. Welcome back. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's Eagles Draft Live presented by Dietz and Watson. I want to thank the fine folks at Dietz and Watson for their great support of Eagles Draft Live, presented by Philadelphia's own Dietz and Watson, home of the world's best gourmet Franks and sausages. Let's get to the telephones now. 215-339-6709 is the number. Let's go out to Chicago and talk to JR. JR, whoa, you know what? I don't have my IFB in. JR, cover me up here. It's been a long weekend, guys. Here we go. Yeah. Hang on, JR. Going to be with you in 1 second, my friend. So we take a look at Julian Vandervelde, who I think he has a chance of being a real good player here. I'm hearing some really good things about him. Hey, JR, how are you, buddy?
Dave, the draft was okay for me. I was impressed by the Watkins and Matthews pick. But I'm curious, a couple weeks ago, Howie mentioned the depth at defensive lineman, and the Eagles didn't select one. I mean, I know we're still going to have free agency, but I was just a little curious by not selecting not even one. I mean, even as far as depth.
Yeah. Here's what happens. You know, I think, look, the Eagles are going to get a defensive end. I mean, you don't go into a season with Cole, with Parker, with Tapp, with Teo Nessheim, with Phillip Hunt, with Victor Abiamiri, with an injured Brendan Graham, okay? Now, you obviously know that free agency is out. I mean, they judge what you have available in free agency, and you grade those players, and then you grade what you have available in the draft. Now, after the first round, I'm not sure the defensive end position was great. So, I mean, I think you got to go. You're going to go. I mean, to me, JR, the Eagles have invested enough in high draft picks on defensive ends. It's right. Now it's time to go get one in free agency, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. Well, hey, Dave, you have a great Eagles day.
Thank you. You too. And so that's the now defensive tackle. Look, I Broderick Buncley. I don't know what Jim Washburn feels about how he feels about those guys, but clearly the Eagles need more production out of Broderick Buncley. All right, Mike Patterson, a good solid player. Antonio Dixon, I think, has a chance to be a really good player. 215-339-6709, by the way, is the number. If you can just leave that up there. What do you do with Trevor Laws? I mean, Trevor Laws came back into the fold last year, played well. So, you know, I thought they would add something there. Maybe they have a plan in free agency. Maybe they think that post-draft there's some talent. But defensive line will be addressed. I mean, see, the hard part for me, and I think for everybody right now, we're sitting here going, all right, okay, the draft's fine. It's fine, but... Well, I need a right cornerback, and I need to find out who's playing at safety, and who's the defensive end, and can't they get better here, and can't they get better there? And to me, you know, as an observer of the game, and you know, you look at we're all fans here. When you judge this off season, usually you go free agency, and then you go to the draft, and you kind of judge it based on the draft. I think because free agency potentially will be after the draft, I think that there's, you know, you got to come up and deliver. You got to be aggressive. It's a big, big period of time, depending on the rules, though. Okay, the rules say, hey, if you're a free agent after 4 years, there's going to be if you're a free agent after 4 years in the NFL, okay, there's going to be hundreds of players on the streets. So maybe you don't reach for a draft pick at what you see as a position of need. Maybe you don't. If it's after 6 years, well, then you know you're keeping Stuart Bradley, right? So that eliminates one need. But we'll see. I mean, I know they have a plan, and we'll talk to him. I think Howie's coming in right now. So let's take a break. We'll hold off on the phone calls. We got a bunch of them. We'll have to put you guys on hold. Or call back later. I do want you to react to what Howie has to say here. So he is coming in now, and we're going to go to him. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, Eagles general manager Howie Roseman in studio.
To the Vikings, Adrian Peterson.
Who could have guessed that a seventh overall pick would be considered a steal? Well, you. With NFL Mobile only from Verizon, your phone is your very own NFL draft headquarters. Watch exclusive live coverage on NFL Network. Monitor each pick on the real-time draft tracker and join the conversation in your team's fan war room to get insight into every team. NFL Mobile only from Verizon, built so you can rule the air.
Hey, Dave, we're out of Bud Light. Oh, good thing I just downloaded this app.
Here we go.
It's the sure sign of a good time. Just right taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Nice app.
I gotta get a new phone.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Eagles Draft Live, presented by Philadelphia's own Dietz & Watson. Mama Dietz, Chairman and Chief Executive Mama.
Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Mama Dietz.
On game day or any day, enjoy the world's best gourmet Franks and sausages from Dietz & Watson, home of the finest premium meats and artisan cheeses.
We're the mother of all meats.
Ricoh is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit Ricoh at www.ricoh-usa.com.
We're in the studio now. Dave Spadaro joined by Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager. Howie, first, congratulations on a really active weekend. How'd you do? How'd we do?
Well,
tell me about
it. Was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. We had a plan. We went about executing it to the best of our ability. There were some surprises, and on a good note. And I think I woke up the next morning feeling really excited about the football team we're starting to put together.
So when you say you had a plan, when you went in, what was kind of the mindset? What was the goal that you wanted to accomplish?
Meat and potatoes. Mm-hmm. Solid, tough, smart football players. We thought that was the strength of this draft, if we can come away with them. And guys who can come in and contribute right now and help us go out and try to win a world championship.
Howie, and it's really unfair to even talk about players and how they project. Do you look at that right now? Andy Reid's always said you never draft players to be backups. Do you look at this and say, boy, if things break right, every one of these guys could be a starter here.
Yeah, I think we do. Now, obviously, that's not going to happen. You're not getting 11 guys, and you're not going to have 11 starters out of guys. But when we were deciding between certain guys, we'd say, well, if this guy doesn't turn out to be a starter, what's his floor? And we'd say, well, he can play third downs, or he can be a really good special teamer. So the floor wasn't so low. But we talk about just drafting starters, guys that we think can be starters in this league, and that's what we try to do here. And obviously, the further you get away from the first-round pick, there's more of a projection. Otherwise, they'd go higher. But we feel really good about the guys that we brought in.
First two guys, Danny and Jaquan, you stayed put, shockingly enough. Let's back up to the first round on Thursday night. As you saw things come off the board, did it go the way you expected it to go, you know, 1 through 15 or so?
I think it did. Now, maybe where the players went, and there were a couple players in there that we hadn't projected to go before we picked. But it basically went the way we thought it was going to go. In fact, we got at the end of the first round, and we looked at our board, and basically there were only a couple guys left, and they were there for various reasons, whether it was, you know, injury or character. But so it really did go according to plan, and Danny Watkins was a guy that, as we went further into this draft process, a guy that can just come in, contribute, play at a high level. When you're in that 20 range, you're looking for guys who can be Pro Bowlers, even if it's, you know, maybe at a so-called less glamorous position. And when we look at Danny Watkins and the talent and ability he has and his fit for this offense and this team, really, he's got a chance to be a really good player.
So explain this to me so I can, in future years, ask you the question with a bit more knowledge. When I ask you prior to a draft, do you know who you're going to draft? And then after the draft, you come away with Danny Watkins. Did you know you were going to draft him? Was he one of three players who was on the board? We liked him, or, you know, was he the guy you wanted to end up with? How does that work?
Yeah, we had really targeted Danny as a guy that we thought would be possibly be available when we picked, and was going to be the highest rated guy on our board. So we knew that if we had stayed put, which was a good option for us always, we were always ready to pick and take a really good player, that Danny was going to be a legitimate option for that, and we were very excited about that.
Listen, he was there, Jaquan was there, Alex Henry was there. People who have criticized the draft have said, well, we like the players, but the Eagles could have gotten them later in the draft. Your response to that sort of critique?
Well, I can get that as a kind of in this Monday morning quarterback dynamic of looking at it and trying to get the value, but that takes away kind of the practical application of where you are. First of all, we really like the players, and we were happy to take them there because we think they're good players and they're going to be good starters, and they're talented guys, and we weren't prepared to lose them. And then there's other dynamics at work. First of all, it's the trade offers that you have. Are they worth risking a guy that you think is going to be a starter for you and bring something to your team that we think that all those guys that you mentioned bring something to this team that we're really looking for? Great football playing personality. I think the people in this city are going to love these guys. And I get that. I understand that people have to report that. But I know one thing. If these guys play up to their potential and they're the kind of players we think they are, in 2 or 3 years, nobody's going to be worried about us trading back.
Okay, round two, Jarrett, safety from Temple. What'd you like about him, Howie? And he's been kind of described as an in-the-box safety. Do you see that, or is that too defining?
No, we don't see that. This guy has a great feel for the game. He's got great instincts. He can make plays on the ball. He's got long arms. He is the best tackler that's come out in the draft, really, certainly in the last few years. This guy knows how to play. He is a tempo setter on defense. He's going to light guys up. He is a really smart football player. We spoke to a lot of people, obviously, you know, being in this city. We've watched him for a long time, but we also have good relationships with the people there now and the people who have been there. And everything that we thought when we watched him, they think the same thing, if not more so. Captain, defensive MVP, special teams MVP as a freshman, started 4 years. He just brings something, and he's overcome so much adversity to get where he is. He's a guy that we felt very strongly about as this draft process, and we didn't want to lose him. And as you went to the middle and the end of the second round, there were some guys that we had on our board later in the second round, and it was clear to us that people were taking whoever they liked. And this is one of the players that after we picked him, you get texts and emails from friends in the league saying that's our guy. And I think sometimes people try to get the guy a little bit later, and then they miss out on the player, and they wake up the next morning and say, man, did it matter because I was getting this one more pick. Well, we had a lot of picks. Mm-hmm. We knew we were going to have a lot of picks. That's great. We want to have a lot of picks, but we want to make sure also we got the right players with those picks.
Okay.
We're excited to get him.
When you look at safety, what do you see here? I mean, you know, Quentin Michael could be a free agent when things break here. And besides that very young group, you prepared to go into the season potentially with a second-year starter at free safety, a second-year player potentially in Kurt Coleman, or a rookie, Jarrett, starting at strong safety? I mean, how do you look at the position?
Well, first I just want to talk about Quinn Michael. Okay. Quinn Michael has been a heck of a player for us for a really long time. Obviously, we don't know the rules that are going to be implemented, and in any of the outcomes, it looks like Quinn Michael is going to have a chance to hit free agency. And this kind of was a guy that we had targeted as a really good player. It wasn't necessarily a need area for us, really. You named a lot of guys there that we feel really good about. It was just about this player, this particular player, and getting this guy and where he was ranked on our board. And then when you talk about the guys that are currently on our roster, one of the guys you didn't mention was Marlon Jackson. A guy that is a veteran guy, great leader. In fact, I told Andy this the other day. I was watching NFL Network just in the background, and they had the year that Indianapolis finally beat New England in the championship game, and Marlon's playing nickel mm-hmm. and making the interception to clinch the game. So Marlon's a great character guy, really talented individual. Obviously, he's got to stay healthy. But he adds some veteran leadership to that group, and all these guys are mature guys. I know you've run into them. You don't meet Nate Allen and think second-year player.
Right.
You don't meet Kurt Coleman and think second-year player. You don't meet Jarrett and think this is a rookie. I mean, these guys are mature guys, have played a lot of football. These aren't one-year starter guys from where they came from, and they're talented. So we're not afraid to go with young players, and as long as they're talented. And I think that group as a whole is a talented group. And you know, even a guy like Colt Anderson, who was one of the top special teams players in the league and has played a lot at safety, he's going to come in here and have a great opportunity. And Jamar Adams, who came in that last game of the regular season. You know, he's 212 pounds and played at Michigan.
Good point.
We feel good about the safety group.
Okay, good. Cornerback, is obviously Eagles fans have been watching it and continue to watch it and talk about it. And third round, you take Curtis Marsh. To me, and I'm not a draft expert by any means, but at this point in the draft, really, a lot of guys who – not a lot of glamour names. So fill us in on Curtis Marsh and what he projects to be here.
Well, Curtis Marsh, it's hard to find tall, I mean, really big corners, 200 pounds. He runs really well. He's got a feel for the game. When you knock off all the things, he's tall. He's got good size. He's got great character, smart guy, bloodlines. He runs well. He tests well. And he played well. I mean, obviously, that should go in the first part of it. He played well, and he's new to the position. So it's a little bit of a blank canvas with Curtis Marsh, but you have all those things, and you put on the tape, and you don't see that he's only played the position 2 years. This was a guy that we thought really fit what we're trying to do, and we know that maybe it's not right this moment, but he's got a chance to be a good starting corner in this league, and makes us bigger, he makes us faster. He's a smart kid. Again, his dad played in the league, and I think this guy's got a chance to be a pretty good player.
Linebacker was a position where you hit on with three players, so let's address all three. Casey Matthews, Brian Roll, Greg Lloyd. Where do they? What'd you like about him?
Well, we were excited to get Casey Matthews. He was a guy that we were targeting all through the night. You know, it's kind of like a Nate Allen of last year when he was still on the board. We were excited to get him. We had an opportunity to move back a couple of picks because we thought it was a really fair trade.
And we'll talk about the trade.
Fair trade for both teams there, and we were kind of sweating, waiting for Casey Matthews, and we're really happy to get him. This is a guy who's played at a high level for a really good football team for a long time. Very productive, always around the football, knows how to play the game, going to fit in here really well with this group of young linebackers that you talk about, and we're excited to get
him. Inside guy, outside guy, both?
He could play both. You know, we'll go through that. He played inside there, and he did a heck of a job. He beats guys to the ball. He's got a great feel. I mean, you watch it, and he sees it, and he goes.
Roll and Lloyd.
Roll, both those guys are guys that we had higher grades on. Roll, I think the only reason he fell was because of his height. This was a two-time captain for Ohio State, really productive player for them, played Mike there. We probably see him more as a Will, as an outside guy for us. But anytime you put on an Ohio State game, he's just making plays. And we had him highly rated, and there are a bunch of guys in this league who haven't been that tall but have gone on to have really productive careers. And athletically, he can come in, he can cover running backs and cover tight ends, really good athlete, but productive football player. And he's got a chip on his shoulder, too, and that's a good thing.
And Lloyd is healthy now after the knee, or will it be a while?
He is. And he came in, and he played in the East-West game, and you watched the East-West game in the first quarter of that game, and he's got like five tackles in the first quarter of that game. He's a guy that when you watch tape in August and September as you're preparing and you watch junior tape, we had a really high grade on him. He can play. He's really good against the run. He knows how to use his hands, and he's a good athlete. And I think as he kind of gets back, and we all know sometimes it takes – more than just 6 or 9 months, and he wanted to play his senior year. Originally, they thought they'd redshirt him, and he had the injury late in his junior year, and he came in August. They said, we need you. Can you go? And he wasn't really ready, and he played, and at some point in the year, they just said, you know what? You weren't ready, and it took him really towards the end of the year to get right, and when you see him in the East-West game, you see the things that, as a junior, he was doing. So to get a guy like that in the seventh round, a big, physical, instinctive middle linebacker, that's hard to find.
Again, a really young group at linebacker here, potentially. Anyway, I mean, Gentee's got a little bit of experience. Mm-hmm. Stuart Bradley is one of those, who knows what happens with him, but Chaney and Clayton and Foku, joined by these three players, it is youth has certainly served on this Eagles defense.
Yeah, and coach has said all along, I'm going to play the best players, I don't care how old they are, and we're excited about this group, and we knew a couple years ago we had to turn it over, and it was going to be a process, and we did that on offense, and a lot of young guys played on offense, and they played at a really high level, and we had the same expectations of our defense players.
All right, Howie, fourth round, number 120 overall, the Eagles take Nebraska kicker Alex Henry, and everybody's talking about him, you know, big leg. Do you think potentially he'll come in and have a look at kickoff, field goals, and punter, or do you want to narrow him down? I mean,
well, we'll see how all that works out in terms of what else goes on here in the off season. But this is a really talented guy. He was a guy that, as we watched and looked at, just ice water in his veins. He's just making kick after kick in pressure situation. His punting too is off the charts. I mean, inside the five. And really just successful guy in college football. I think the all-time leader in college football history in field goal percentage. And, you know, we studied a lot of his junior and senior year, and I had kind of some notes for a sophomore year, and someone had reminded me, you know, he made this 57-yard field goal to win the game against Colorado as a sophomore too. And just it's hard to find guys this productive, two-time captain as a kicker, you know, at Nebraska. That's a hard thing to do. And you ask him about it, and you say, what, are you just special teams captain? He said, no, we just picked the best players. And he went there. I think the thing that was really amazing to us is the best kicker coming out of high school in the country went to Nebraska. And this guy's from Omaha, Nebraska, and he could have gone somewhere else and kicked. And he said, I want to kick in Nebraska. I want to go beat this guy out. And he goes and he challenges this guy, and he beats him out.
Fourth round for a kicker is unusual in the NFL. I mean, not really that unusual. Guskowski and certainly Janikowski.
Keating.
Yeah, Keating and... It didn't work too well for Nugent, but whatever. Why fourth round? What, when you're sitting there on the board, were you thinking, well, we just don't want to take the chance to lose this guy? This team is looking for a kicker. Talk about the process there.
Well, I think it's hard to find guys that you look on a draft board when you're in the fourth round and go, this guy may be in the Pro Bowl.
Okay, so I got you.
This guy has just special talent when you're picking there, and obviously there are some unknowns with what's going to happen, the rules, and when you have an opportunity to just protect yourself, there, where right now you don't really know who's going to be under contract, and you have someone with this talent level, makes you feel secure.
So let's make this clear. This is a process where you look not only at the draft, but you look at, you know, the contract situations. Neither David Akers nor Sav Rocca have contracts now. You look at potential free agents around the league if something were to happen and David were to leave, Sav were to leave, and you look at the draft. Any way possible to bring in talent at that position to make sure you're covered, right? Because I think fans' reaction was, wow, this means David's gone, or this means why fourth round? And they don't understand the process you go through to investigate bringing in all these players at that position.
Now, we have a transition tag on David Akers that we put on, and we're going to just sort that out. At some point, we'll be able to go and figure out our total roster, not only on special teams, but throughout it. But this is all part of the process. I think normally you get into a situation where the draft ends and you go, well, you need this or you need that. Well, we got a plan here. Mm-hmm. And we haven't been able to fully execute our total plan as of now. So this is not a complete picture of the Philadelphia Eagles and how we're going to line up. And we're excited about that.
Okay, good. A couple of players in the offensive line, Vanderveld and Kelsey. I understand it. No, I understand it because...
Right.
But for fans, it's new. The draft is first, and free agency and trade are second.
It's new for us.
Yeah,
it's new for us. But this is the nature of it right now, and we're prepared. And when the bell rings, and it will at some point, we'll be ready to go.
Okay. Vanderveld, Kelsey, two offensive linemen. Are they guards? Are they centers? Or are they versatile players across the board here?
They're versatile players.
Okay.
Vanderveld started at both guard spots. He could play center. Smart, durable guy. Started 4 years for Iowa. Two-time captain. The history of Iowa offensive linemen is pretty good. It's a great testament to that program. Obviously, we got a little insight to that Iowa program based on our defensive coordinator and his son, but we've been following this guy for a long time and think he really fits what we do. And Kelsey is just a tough, physical football player, and I know people are talking about him being, 280 pounds. Well, he had a little illness at the combine, so he's probably somewhere between 285 and 290.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a really athletic, tough guy, and we didn't see a lot of instances where he was pushed back. So both those guys were guys that we had targeted when we talked about the depth of the offensive line class. These were two of the guys that we thought about, and there were a bunch of guys picked here in the fourth through seventh round that we liked, obviously not as much as these guys, but mm-hmm. we liked as well. And we did say, and I mean, we talked about it last week, this was a good offensive line draft in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So we were excited to get those guys.
I wondered if the Eagles would address the backfield, and you did. Fifth round with Deion Lewis, seventh round with Stanley Havili. What's your thinking taking a halfback? And a halfback who, following the footsteps of the current halfback, who happens to be a fantastic player.
Right. We were really excited to get Deion Lewis in the fifth round. This is a guy we had a higher grade on than the fifth round, a really productive player. Was the first Big East player in the history of the conference to win a Rookie of the Year and Offensive Player of the Year. A really talented guy. And we knew that this running back class was strong. And we knew that we'd be sitting somewhere in the fourth, fifth, sixth round, and we'd look up at our board and go, wow, there's some good players there. And that happened. And it just so happened we got the guy that we really wanted to get. And he's really good in the passing game. He's a really good running back. He's a determined guy. I just have one issue with Deion Lewis. When I met him at the combine, he told me that he grew up in Albany. Mm-hmm. And I said, did he know who Joe Morris was? And he told me he wasn't even alive when Joe Morris was playing.
Well, hey.
And that made me feel a little old.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
no
that.
No doubt about it.
When I called him when we drafted him, I said, did you get a chance to look up Joe Morris? He said, I did. And I'm going to have a better career than that guy.
So wow.
This is a determined individual, great character. Really talented player running pass. So
not to mention confident.
Havili,
seventh round. I like this pick a lot. I've read up on him. Kind of an offensive threat at the fullback position.
He is. And you don't want to put him in the class of a Leonard Weaver, but he's a kind of a jack of all trades. He's got really good hands, really good athlete. He can run, he can catch, he can block. Two-time captain, four-year starter at USC. A highly respected guy, a real tough guy. And he'll come in here and have a chance to compete.
Howie, four trades in this draft. A couple I'd like to touch on. You were able to trade a fourth-round pick to Tampa Bay. You moved back, I think, 12 spots, excuse me. And you get also a fourth-round pick next year. It doesn't happen that often. Usually it's a fifth-round pick or, a pick. How'd you pull that one off?
Well, we did something similar last year with San Diego where we moved down in the fifth round and picked up a fifth next year and drafted Riley Cooper. This is a great testament to Mark Dominic and the relationship we have, and I speak to Mark a lot. He's probably one of my closer friends in the league, and he had a really high grade on the tight end there. Obviously, before we made the trade, I didn't know who he was going to draft, but he felt like he had an opportunity to get a guy he had late first round, early second on his board, and you can't do that with two fourth-round picks. You can't go up and get a guy in that area. So he felt like it was a really worthwhile trade for them and their organization, and that's a heck of a player they got. And we felt like it was a trade that was really good for the Philadelphia Eagles as well. So that was a win-win situation for both teams, and hopefully it works out for both sides.
And then players who are veterans in the league at some point, change the coaching staff around. Now it's the college draft. And do you acknowledge that there are holes still out there with this football team that you want to fill?
Well, I'd acknowledge that we're going to aggressively try to do some things here at some point to try to improve our football team and try to compete for a championship. I think if we had a lineup in play right now, we're going to be a heck of a team, and we're going to be really difficult for other teams in this league. But that doesn't mean we're perfect, and we're trying to have the best 80-man roster in the National Football League, then narrow it down to the best 53-man roster, and we still have work to do.
Yeah.
And we'll go out and regroup here, and at some point there'll be undrafted free agents. At some point there'll be some form of free agency. There'll be a trade market, and we'll be prepared whenever that happens.
How many of these guys came into the NovaCare complex of the 30? I wonder, or either that or let me you met with prior to the draft. I always wonder how much time do you get to spend with guys. You know, you plan out, you think, well, we're going to...
We met with every single one of these guys.
Every single one of them?
At some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Is that important to you?
Obviously, it is. Yeah. It is important. I mean, it's like any other profession. It's a job interview. You want to know who you're hiring. So there won't be many guys in consideration that we wouldn't have spent time with. And that doesn't mean they have to be formal interviews in Indy. That doesn't mean they have to be brought into here. But we'll find a way, whether it's at an all-star game, to come in and meet with them and just to know them a little bit. I like to know who we're drafting. I like to know the guys. I don't like to meet them for the first time when they come in here. So,
a couple of general questions. All the quarterbacks taken in the first round, what did you think of all that?
If you want one, go get them.
Yeah.
So the talented guys, and we knew there'd be a run. In terms of where the run would begin, I think that because of all this talk about teams taking them maybe earlier, teams that had to take one, probably didn't want to wait till the second round, just want to make sure they got their guy.
How is it for you, second year as general manager, different from year one?
More relaxed, very calm, and I think that's a great testament to the people in the draft room. We don't have a lot of people in the draft room. It's a very small room. But it was very calm. It was like all the preparation was done, and we could just draft fast. So it wasn't a lot of anxiety, a lot of nerves. Not that there was a lot of that last year.
Sure.
But it was just a very calm, fun, enjoyable process.
Do you have now a list of players you'd like to approach when all the labor issues go away that you'd like to sign as the non-drafted rookie players?
I'll tell you what, Dave. We're in the seventh round, and I'm going, I wish we had a couple more picks here.
Yeah.
There are still some good players out there and players who are going to help football teams, and we saw this last year. Sam Shields, undrafted free agent, rookie, comes in, has to play in the Super Bowl to help them win a championship. So when that's ready to go, we will be ready to go, and we will target some guys.
Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager, thanks for joining us, and get some sleep. I know it's been a busy, busy several weeks for you. Howie Roseman, thanks so much for joining us on Eagles Draft Live, presented by Deeds & Watson.
Hey, Dave, we're out of Bud Light.
Oh, good thing I just downloaded this app.
Here we go.
It's the sure sign of a good time. Just right taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Nice app.
I gotta get a new phone.
I get the best of everything. And a lot of it. Not because I have a team of personal chefs, but because I have Xfinity. I just upgraded. Now I get more sports channels, more movie channels, and even more on demand. Cool. I'm gonna be a while.
Xfinity customers, upgrade to Digital Preferred and get over 60 additional channels. And even more of the world's greatest collection of on-demand shows and movies for only $9.99 more a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
U.S. News and World Report has placed Jefferson University Hospital among the nation's best for orthopedics for quite a few years running. Or, if you prefer, you could say walking, lifting, throwing, even playing. Because whatever activity you're into, we're the people who can get you back to doing it. The Rothman Institute at Jefferson.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Eagles Draft Live, presented by Philadelphia's own Dietz & Watson. Mama Dietz, Chairman and Chief Executive Mama.
Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Mama Dietz.
On game day or any day, enjoy the world's best gourmet Franks and sausages from Dietz & Watson. home of the finest premium meats and artisan cheeses.
We're the mother of all meats.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going? Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here in our Xfinity studio. On game day or any day, enjoy the world's best gourmet Franks and sausages from Dietz and Watson, the mother of all meats. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about some of these draft picks. One of the marquee names from the Eagles draft class 2011 is Casey Matthews, the linebacker from Oregon, the brother of Clay Matthews, the son of Bruce Matthews, great long line of great football players in his family. Got this note last night. He is coming into the NFL, obviously, with great intentions, but with also a promotional deal with Unilever's Suave for Men shampoo. I guess hair care. Anyway, here's a little clip that his promotional people passed along to us for you to enjoy. That's terrific. All right, here we go. Let's check it out right now.
I'm just, anxious, just ready to find out where I'm going and, what team I'm playing for. Playing in the championship game, obviously that's the ultimate exposure. It's the biggest stage, and obviously a lot of coaches, a lot of scouts are going to be watching that. Same with the Senior Bowl. Having the season go longer, it made me stay in shape.
For him, I just ask that he, go about his business, and what I like to think, working harder than everybody else, studying harder than everybody else. I think that'll take him very far. He's got all the talent in the world, so.
Right when my season ended and I had to get going and jump, right into the off-season workout programs, combine training, interview training, just simple stuff like that. And I feel I was ready for when the combine came.
Now it's about putting it all together. I think he's done a great job with that. And like I had said, he shouldn't have any regrets going in today. Whatever team picks him, it'll be one of the smarter decisions they've made in regards to this 2011 draft. So now it's just a matter of time waiting for that call.
I'm just looking forward to playing some more football and just knowing that when I get called, it's going to be a big sigh of relief. So I'm looking forward to that.
All righty, so obviously Casey Matthews and I do not use the same shampoo, but just a little insight there, and we thank the fine folks at Suave for sending that over to us. Let's go to the telephones now, 215-339-6709. Josh in New Jersey joins us. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
I was talking to you about Casey Matthews the other day. I called right about when the pick came in. I would like to ask, do you think he could start this year?
No. I think Casey Matthews, the way they would look at him would be more of kind of a, they're going to look at him inside, they're going to look at him outside. I think he needs to put on strength. He only weighs 230-plus pounds. And while he's got all the bloodlines and he's got he had the big game at Oregon, I mean, he's an Oregon legend, he's got a long way to go. I will tell you that I think he can be an impact special teams player potentially right away, but I would look at him more as kind of a backup at this point. At this point,
another thing, you think Jarrett is going to have an immediate impact if Mikel doesn't come back?
Well, Jaquan Jarrett has a chance to earn some serious playing time. Now, you heard Howie talk about it at the safety spot. I don't know what's going to happen with Q. Does Q come back on a kind of a short-term basis to mentor some of these other players? Jaquan is somebody the Eagles really, really like. Second round draft pick, obviously, mature, big hitter, physical player, smart, leader. Howie said to me, well, really wasn't a position of need for us. I'm going to disagree with that. I thought the Eagles needed to clarify the safety spots, and I think they need to, you know, get better at safety. I'm looking for impact players at safety. I don't see it. I don't see it with Quentin Michael. He mentioned Marlon Jackson. Did Howie Roseman. I mean, I know the Eagles aren't going into this season counting on Marlon Jackson. It would be a nice bonus. I just can't imagine that you look at him. Is that how you feel about Josh? Oh, he's gone? Josh gone? Okay, sorry. I didn't mean that. I forget it. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. We'll take your phone calls here. You got the chance to take a look at Howie Roseman in his interview. What'd you think? Give us a call, 215-339-6709. While you're dialing it up here, and we've got a phone call coming in, want to remind you that we're going to show you fourth round. We had a season ticket holder, Eagles season ticket holder, go up to New York and present the fourth round pick. And it was, in fact, Casey Matthews, who was the player drafted, who this really good guy, season ticket holder, was able to announce. Let's go to, who is it? Yeah, it didn't come through. Chris in Pennsylvania. Hey, Chris. Chris?
Cliff.
Oh, hey, Cliff, I'm sorry. It didn't come through, Ryan.
It's been a while, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, it's been a long while. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. I mean, I'm pretty happy with the picks that we got.
It just came through.
I was telling you that I wanted Casey Matthews, so I'm kind of happy we got him.
Cliff, the thing about Casey Matthews is, from this point forward, the name means nothing, right?
Right.
It's how you perform, and I'm looking forward to seeing the guy. I love the fact that he's got a lot of energy.
Right.
I'm a little worried that Eagles fans are going to come in here and think that he has starting lineup.
He's going to do what his brother did immediately.
Right.
I don't see that happening either. He's going to be a great player, but I don't think right away off gate he'll come in and do what his brother did.
No, he's not his brother. We'll see what he does. We'll see how Mike Caldwell coaches him up, and we'll see how he assimilates to the pro game. I would think that Casey Matthews has a pretty good understanding of what this whole game entails, having lived the life in the NFL with his father. But to me, I don't look at those late round picks and say, even mid round picks, and say, hey, these are immediate impact players. Obviously, Henry has a chance to be one. From what I understand, Vander Velde has a chance to be a really good offensive lineman here. The other ones, we'll just see how they develop. And obviously, Watkins is going to have a chance to start. Jarrett, we'll see. I just wonder at safety if the Eagles bring in a veteran player there.
What's the deal with Akers and that transitional tag? What is that?
Well, the transitional tag has been designed for years. It gives a team the protection that if David Akers goes out and signs a contract with another team, the Eagles would have a right to match the offer.
Okay.
Now, there's no new collective bargaining agreement, so right. There's no understanding if there is if there's a new deal. We don't know if there's a that tag is going to be valid.
Right.
So. Anyway, so Cliff, I mean, it's all going to come down to what the new deal is, new deal is.
All right, Dave.
Hey, Cliff. Hey, Sam, can you...
Good talking to you, man.
Yeah, hey, Cliff, don't be such a stranger now.
Oh, no, I won't.
All right? All right, thanks.
All right, Dave.
All right, thanks. All right, we want to show you Patrick Coleman, the Eagles season ticket holder who went up to New York and was able to present the fourth-round draft pick. Turned out to be Casey Matthews. Let's take a look at his time in New York and, as it turned out, on national television.
Philadelphia, please announce your selection. With the 19th pick of the fourth round, number 116 overall, the Philadelphia Eagles select Casey Matthews, linebacker, Oregon.
I like this pick. Casey Matthews, 6'1", 231 pounds. He's not going to test like his older brother. His older brother's more of an athletic freak. This kid, when he sees it, trust me, he trusts it and he goes. He's a technician with a great motor. Here he is at the inside linebacker position at Oregon. One of the things I liked about him, as well as Colin McCarthy, is they're linebackers that trust their eyes. And when they see it, right there with the vision, they go. There's no hesitation. He sifts through garbage. He makes the hit in the open field. Blitzed him a lot at Oregon. Comes down, makes the cut, finds the hole, gets skinny. Now you got a running back. He got cut, but still gets to the quarterback. You want to talk about motor, and for the Philadelphia Eagles, obviously when you're talking about heritage, that's pretty good. Look at that family. Wow. Are you kidding me?
You do realize there are stuff. More. You realize there's one in college who started at tackle for Texas A&M this year. I mean, they just keep coming.
That's amazing. That's great.
And I believe in blood.
Eagles Draft Live, presented by Philadelphia's own Dietz and Watson. Mama Dietz, Chairman and Chief Executive Mama.
Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Mama Dietz.
On game day or any day, enjoy the world's best gourmet Franks and sausages from Dietz and Watson, home of the finest premium meats and artisan cheeses.
We're the mother of all meats.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
Green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on earth.
There it is. Seventh to the Vikings, Adrian Peterson.
Who could have guessed that a seventh overall pick would be considered a steal? Well, you. With NFL Mobile only from Verizon, your phone is your very own NFL Draft headquarters. Watch exclusive live coverage on NFL Network. Monitor each pick on the real-time draft tracker and join the conversation in your team's fan war room to get insight into every team. NFL Mobile only from Verizon, built so you can rule the air.
Rico is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit Rico at www.rico-usa.com.
.com 215-339-6709. It's Eagles Draft Live presented by Dietz and Watson. Dave Spadaro with you to give you an overview of what the Eagles did in the draft. 11 picks, 4 trades. They pick up an extra 4th round pick next year. Eagles Andy Reid, head coach Andy Reid, came into the studio after he was done with his press conference. Merle Reitz and I had a chance to interview him and get a feel for what the Eagles got done on draft weekend. I know it seems like a long time ago, but what can I say? It seems it was only it was less than 40 hours ago. So we're going to replay that for you here, let you sit back and relax and hear what Andy Reid has to say. Rounds 1, 2, and 3 are complete in the 2011 NFL Draft. The Eagles coming away on Friday night with 2 players for the defense. Dave, we'll get to the we are going through the archive here. That is the incorrect That's the one from. Yeah, let's take a call. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Joe.
Hey, Joe. Welcome. Joe?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, it's Dave.
Oh, Dave, I didn't know it was you. All right. Hey, let's talk Kevin Cobb.
Sure.
I mean, what do you think, you know, what's going to go on with him? I mean,
it's a great question. It is the question, is it not? You know, look, there's going to be a market for Kevin Cobb. There has already proven to be a market for Kevin Cobb. And I'm sure that when business opens in the NFL, Kevin Cobb will be a player who is highly sought.
I mean, do you see him us getting maybe a defensive end, cornerback?
Next you know, Peter King from SI.com reports that the Eagles already have received an offer of a 2012 first-round draft pick for Kevin.
All right.
So you're going to weigh, do you take that kind of an offer? Do you keep Kevin? Do you look for players who can help you this year? You know, it's a good position of strength for the Eagles.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I thought the draft was great. I mean, you know, it appeared to me that the Eagles picked, you know, the best player available. You know, like, you hear people talking about, oh, they didn't get a defensive end, they didn't get a defensive tackle.
Well, that's all still to come. You know, the Eagles, yeah. Howie said, there's a plan, and yeah. We're going to see how it unfolds, and
we'll
go from there.
Yeah, I thought the draft was great, though.
Hey, the thing about the draft is, you know, I think that the idea that it was a meat and potatoes draft.
Yeah.
You know, this team has the glitz and the glamour. They have all the sexy names. But you got to get tougher. You got to become more physical. Strength up the middle. And that's kind of what the Eagles did. They addressed up the middle.
Yeah.
Linebackers.
I mean, you totally see the whole offensive line being retooled.
The interior of the offensive line.
Yeah.
The linebackers. Safety. Yeah. We'll see. This is you need these kinds of drafts every now and then. And, you know, everybody always says, well, Andy Reid, he always drafts the offensive line. Well, he doesn't. This is only the second offensive lineman he's taken in the first round in his 13 drafts. So let's see how these young guys pan out.
Yep.
All right.
All right, Dave.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Thank you. All right, let's hear from Andy Reid. His post-draft interview in studio. Merrill Reese and myself had the pleasure with Coach Reid Sunday night. We welcome you back to the Xfinity studio here. Dave Spadaro, Merrill Reese, and head coach Andy Reid. It's Eagles Draft Live presented by Dietz and Watson. Coach, congratulations making it through three more days of the draft.
Well, we appreciate it, David.
You know, it's interesting. I'm sitting here writing the story, and I'm finding it it's different this year, obviously. But you're a former sports writer. What's the story of this draft if you were writing the story?
Well, I think if you're a draft nick and you're studying the draft, you look at common denominators of the players that a team drafts. What are they looking for? Well, if you look at ours, you see guys that were team captains, that were tough, hard-nosed football players. They're smart, and they love to play the game. I think if other than that, I think you look at whatever you surmise to be weaknesses on the Philadelphia Eagles, did they fill those weaknesses? Did they strengthen them in whatever way they can? Is it through competition or these starters and so on? So we think we've added some great talent here that's going to allow us to have competition. I'm sure there are a few starters in the mix there. And if they don't start this year, I'm sure over the next couple of years they'll start, but they're good quality players.
Andy, it would seem to me that the number one priority in this offseason was to improve the protection for your franchise quarterback, for Michael Vick. And you did that immediately in round one and then added to it later in the draft. Plus, you brought in Howard Mudd, who was acknowledged as the master offensive line coach.
Well, he is. And listen, I mean, we had a great one here before
sure.
that. So, who's our defense coordinator, Juan Castillo. What we've done is we've brought in these players to, you know, I think you'll see Danny Watkins. He has an opportunity to get in there and start fairly quick. And then the other guys will present this competition for you and compete for starting jobs. So, we've already got a good nucleus of offensive linemen, It's a matter of us staying healthy and working together and doing the things that you do to form this strong offensive line. But we sure added a good piece to it that should be able to step in and start, and then a couple guys that will compete for positions there.
I asked you this before the draft on Thursday, and I wondered, as you went through it, the fact that the draft is before free agency and trades and all that can be made affect the way players came off the board? Now that you've gone through it, did you find that it happened that way?
Well, I really didn't see that. I saw people taking people that they liked, and you might have gone, whoa, why'd that guy go right there? But I know why. I mean, I talk to the people throughout the league. That's what you're doing. You're working the phones, and you find out why they ended up taking their draft pick, where they took them. And really, these were guys that they liked, especially in that second round, third round area. They and however other people evaluated, they didn't really care. It was, this is a guy I like, I'm going to go get him.
We watched your press conference, so I'm not going to bring up David Akers' situation because that's not your focus right now. But for the first time since you became head coach, you drafted a kicker and drafted one in the fourth round.
Well, we did, and so I think that means that he's a pretty special player, and that's what we feel that he is. He can both kick and punt, and so when you talk about the best kicker in college football, then we thought we needed to look at that, the league is a little crazy right now with the different situations that it presents without the CBA being settled. So it's we felt that we needed to do that.
Andy, for the next many days, fans are going to be saying, hey, the Eagles satisfied this need, they didn't satisfy this need. Did you satisfy the needs that you felt that you would be able to satisfy through the course of seven rounds?
Well, the filet mignon that we had today for lunch satisfied a
need. There's many, many courses
in the
Novacare
complex. That was a good need. Yeah, yeah. Listen, we know that this isn't a finished product of what happened today. We know that. We know free agency is going to happen. We don't know when, and we don't know the rules and regulations of it. We've got guys that are potential free agents on our football team now that we've got to look at to see and work with, however it works, whether they're here or not here. We've got to look at that. We've got to look at what's going on around the league. Now, we've gone through, and Howie's done a great job with Lewis Riddick of putting a plan together of looking at all these players and evaluating them and narrowing it down to guys that they think fit our football team at all different positions. And I've had a chance to look at them. They present them to me. I had a chance to look at them and study them, and we'll just see what happens. But we've got to go back and look at the pieces of the puzzle that we added today and then see how that works in with that other piece of free agency, when and if it hits, and the different rules and regulations of who's free and who's not free and so on.
You know, it's funny, Dave and I have heard millions of reports and hear a lot of speculation, and one of the comments we heard was, if Casey Matthews' name wasn't Matthews, he might not be a fourth-round pick. Well, if Casey Matthews' last name wasn't Matthews, he wouldn't be Casey Matthews and have all of that football that was bred into him and surrounded him from the time he was 6 years old.
Yeah, sometimes I can help you. Sometimes it can hurt you. I mean, I'm sure he's been under the microscope since he was a little shooter. And listen, I know that. I know that he won championships all the way through high school. He won them through college. So he's always been a winner, always been on a winning football team. And he knows how to play the game. Is he the biggest, fastest, strong, all that stuff? No, but he knows how to play the game. He's a vicious, vicious competitor. And he will knock you out. You come into his little area right there, and you have a problem. And so I kind of like that.
The other linebacker I have to ask you about is Greg Lloyd Jr. His dad was in camp. We all met his dad. Great guy, and a great player with the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is Jr., who was hurt 2 years ago, and last year was on and off the field in a kind of a rehabbing way. How healthy is he? And when he returns to full health, is he somebody who had much, much earlier talent.
Well, I think when you evaluate him a couple years back, you say, listen, this guy is going to be a fairly high draft pick. He has the injury. Now there's a problem. So he tries to come back. Probably came back too early, but this kid's very competitive. And he has his dad's desires to be a great football player. He probably rushed it back too soon. Then the coach, I thought, did a good job of pulling back on him and trying to ease him back in. Did that hurt his draft status? Absolutely. He didn't get the show. He goes to the East-West game, and he puts on a show. He does a very good job, shows everybody's back. And
so he's really back now.
Well, he is. Listen, does he need to do it day after day after day? I mean, they have three days of practice. Are they killer practices? No. So he's got to do it through training camp and that whole thing. But listen, he wants to play, and he's excited to be here. We had a great visit with him before the draft. His dad's actually coaching down in Tampa Bay and helping out down there. So, but listen, he's been raised around the game. He understands it, and we'll see how he does.
You know, one of the characteristics that we've spent years writing about here, speed, 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 speed. I'm not sure that I would include the word speed. So, in fact, I think Jaquan Jarrett's been uncharacteristically or unfairly characterized as not being fast enough to play the position. But was the emphasis kind of on, of course you want to have speed, but toughness, grittiness, physical play with this group of draft players?
Yeah, well, you can get too caught up in that. I really, and Howie, I think, would mirror this comment. I know he would because he believes in this. Is that we wanted football players. That's what we wanted. Brian Dawkins was a shock in the second round. I mean, people were going, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. He runs 4.6. I mean, he's not your speed demon. He's not very big. Yeah. He's 205 pounds. At that time, 200. I think it was 197, actually, trying to crack 200. And people were going, whoa. I mean, you can't run that fast. You can't do this. But I'm going to tell you what. It didn't take long for every receiver in the National Football League to go, whoa, don't call that. Because I don't want to go there. So I think this kid has that part. He's a great leader. Coach Golden told me he never puts you in a bad situation. So when these offenses are shifting around and motioning and coming out in these crazy formations, and you have to make sure that secondary call gets made, bam, he puts that thing on right now and gets you in the right coverage at the right time and allows your guys to play fast. And there's something to that.
Okay. Well, hey, three offensive linemen, three linebackers, and a plethora of players throughout the team. 11 players in all, the 2011 Eagles draft class. Coach Reed, we thank you very much for coming down. And
appreciate it, guys.
We're ready to go.
Now, you guys are looking good.
Thank you.
I know the country club.
We didn't have filet mignon, but we're doing okay.
You are doing. Yeah,
we had some nice tilapia. Good. It was good. Andy Reed, Merrill Reese, thank you very much for joining us throughout the weekend. Thank you for joining us. 18 hours plus of coverage. We'll be live again on Monday. Have Howie Roseman on right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It's Eagles Draft Live presented by Dietz and Watson. Have yourselves a great Eagles night.
Half the calories.
All the G.
Half the calories.
All the G.
I'm gonna float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I'm gonna float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Sting like a bee.
Half the calorie, all the cheese. I know that's right.
Eagles Draft Live, presented by Philadelphia's own Dietz and Watson. Mama Dietz, Chairman and Chief Executive Mama.
Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Mama Dietz.
On game day or any day, enjoy the world's best gourmet Franks and sausages from Dietz and Watson, home of the finest premium meats and artisan cheeses.
We're the mother of all meats.
Choose a Jefferson doctor. Make your appointment. Find directions and parking. The best of Jefferson's new website now fits comfortably right in your pocket. Introducing jeffersonhospital.org on your smartphone.
Just type jeffersonhospital.org into your browser, and all the essentials are right at your fingertips. Jefferson's mobile website at jeffersonhospital.org.
Eagles Academy for Men is the ultimate football fantasy experience, taking place at the NovaCare Complex on May 21st and 22nd. Eagles Academy offers you first-hand instruction from Eagles coaches, and you'll get a chance to work out with an Eagles alumni. Tickets are on sale now, so visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/academy for more information.
I get the best of everything, and a lot of it. Not because I have a team of personal chefs, but because I have Xfinity. I just upgraded. Now I get more sports channels, more movie channels, and even more on demand. Cool. I'm gonna be a while.
Xfinity customers, upgrade to Digital Preferred and get over 60 additional channels, and even more of the world's greatest collection of on-demand shows and movies for only $9.99 more a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Eagles Draft Live, presented by Philadelphia's own Dietz and Watson, home of the finest premium meats and artisan cheeses. Dave Spadaro with you here. It's Eagles Live, Draft Live, presented by Dietz and Watson. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. We jump back to the telephones and go down to Fort Lauderdale. Talk to Lee. Hey, Lee.
What's going on, Dave? You looking sharp there, my brother, man. I like to get up, man. I like to get
thank
up.
You. Thank you.
You're looking suave and urbane, man.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Urbane and listen, profane. Yes.
Yeah. Listen, man, I think we really need to give the Eagles organization a lot of credit, man, because clearly they know a lot of stuff that we don't, man. I'm not saying it was a perfect draft, but I think Danny Boy is going to be great. I think that safety is going to be good, man. I like the fullback like you do. And I think that kicker was a brilliant move because, you know, we love David Akers, but he is, I mean, the sun is setting. I'm not trying to put him into a retirement home, but, you know,
David made the Pro Bowl last year. I'm not willing to, so I think he's still one of the very best kickers in the National Football League, but he doesn't have a contract. Now,
if
the Eagles are aware that he wants a certain number and that their numbers aren't even close to matching,
wasn't it something like there were some negotiations in December, and they didn't really come to agreement, and that's why it was in the flux as it is now?
Well, I mean, but again, if you're during those conversations, you get an idea where the two parties stand, right?
Right.
So if that's the case, then they, Eagles have an understanding of where David is. Then they apply the transition tag. We don't know if those transition tags are going to be valid. All of a sudden, if at the end of the day, when all this labor mess is cleared up and the NFL says no transition tag, and Eagles are sitting there going, who's our kicker? And David Akers says, well, I'm going to be a free agent, and I know that I'm going to get a contract worth this. And the Eagles say, well, you know, we have too much of a difference there. So you got to take.
And that's why that fourth round pick was brilliant, you know. Because
well, let's hope so. I mean, the kid based on what Alex Henry did in college,
he's the best kicker of all time in college history, isn't he? As far as field goals, right?
As far as his accuracy, yes.
Yeah, I mean that's not bad. A couple of things I want to ask you, Dave. Kevin Cobb, of course, he's very interesting. Now, I know that Sports Illustrated Peter King said that he may be worth the first round. Let me ask you a question. Of course, Namdi is like the new the wide receiver from the Ravens now.
Anquan Boldin.
Anquan Boldin, right? He's the new Anquan Boldin.
Right.
Namdi Asomugha. Could we let's say we got a first 2012 for Kevin Cobb? Could we go ahead and get Namdi and give that first round to Oakland?
Again, it's all uncertain, but Namdi could be. And is slated to be. He's without a contract as well. He's slated to be an unrestricted free agent.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So
we can just get him out right then.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, if he becomes an unrestricted free agent, he can sign with any of the 31. Well, really, he could stay with the Raiders as well. He can sign with any of the 32 teams.
He said he wants to leave Oakland, but okay. Now what about Cornelius Ingram? Have you heard anything about him, Dave?
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, the players haven't been here. I mean, they came in for one day. There were a handful of players here on Friday, and that's it.
Wow. And this guy Deion Lewis is he able to get those third and inches that we're looking for?
He is a smaller running back, so I look at him more as kind of a situational back. That's right. Not the situation now. Stanley Havili, the fullback from USC, seventh round pick. If he's healthy, he had shoulder surgery. If he's healthy, he has more kind of a big back look to him.
Right.
He comes in as competing for the fullback position.
Right. Well, Dave, listen, man, I'm going to see you in Miami, man. We're going to party in Miami, man.
Yeah, we are, man.
We got a game in Miami, so we might see you. I think we might go to see you in Seattle and then check you out when you come to Miami.
All right. Look forward to seeing you guys.
Happy Eagles Day, good brother.
You too. All right. Take care, Lee. 215-339-6709. Earlier, we touched on our season ticket holder, Patrick Coleman, who went up to New York to present the fourth-round pick. We had one of our cameras following him, and Chris Johnson, fine producer here, puts together this piece behind the scenes with Eagles season ticket holder Patrick. What's his name? Patrick Coleman. I'm sorry. I've got so many names going through my head here. Patrick Coleman, who presents the fourth round draft pick. It turned out to be Casey Matthews.
Hi, my name is Pat Coleman. This is my son, Dan. We'll be heading up to the draft in New York City to make the fourth round pick. Well, not make it, announce the fourth round pick for the Philadelphia Eagles. I already asked them if I could pick my other son. He's 6'2", 290, and Harold said we could use him, but I can't pick him.
Hi,
Dan. Welcome to Philadelphia. Good luck.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
This is my son, Dan.
How are you doing?
Familiar
name.
Good
luck. Hey. Welcome to Philadelphia.
It's a hell of a name.
It sure is.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Hi. Nice to
welcome
meet you,
to Philadelphia.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. It's going to be a great day here. It's going to be a great time.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It's a big show.
I'm glad they picked you. We hope we get offensive linemen.
Yeah, well, yeah, boy, it was a fast deal.
We had a great time in the NovaCare Center today, and we saw a lot of historical pictures, which I like. I like history, and we saw the weight room, and what else did we see, Dan?
It's a lot of fun just to finally get inside of here. We've been past it a million times, but to finally get inside, see where the birds work out, have their meetings, it was great.
It was nice to see the green field instead of looking through the fence. It was actually nice to walk on it. And now we're headed to New York to make that great fourth-round selection for the Philadelphia Eagles and its fans.
Go Birds!
Go Eagles!
Philadelphia, please announce your selection.
With the 19th pick of the fourth round, number 116 overall, the Philadelphia Eagles select Casey Matthews, linebacker, Oregon.
I like this pick. Casey
Auntie Matthews, 6'1", 231 pounds. He's not going to test like his older brother. His older brother's more of an athletic freak. This kid, when he sees it, trust me, he trusts it and he goes.
Half the calories,
all the G.
Half the calories,
all the G.
I'm gonna float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I'm gonna float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Sting like a bee.
Half the calories, all the G.
I know that's right.
Choose a Jefferson doctor. Make your appointment. Find directions and parking. The best of Jefferson's new website now fits comfortably right in your pocket. Introducing jeffersonhospital.org on your smartphone. Just type jeffersonhospital.org into your browser and all the essentials are right at your fingertips. Jefferson's mobile website at jeffersonhospital.org.
Eagles Academy for Men is the ultimate football fantasy experience, taking place at the NovaCare Complex on May 21st and 22nd. Eagles Academy offers you first-hand instruction from Eagles coaches, and you'll get a chance to work out with an Eagles alumni. Tickets are on sale now, so visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/academy for more information.
I get the best of everything, and a lot of it. Not because I have a team of personal chefs, but because I have Xfinity. I just upgraded. Now I get more sports channels, more movie channels, and even more on demand. Cool. I'm gonna be a while.
Xfinity customers, upgrade to Digital Preferred and get over 60 additional channels, and even more of the world's greatest collection of on-demand shows and movies for only $9.99 more a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you, 215-339-6709. Let's go to Harrisburg and talk to Fernando. Hey, Fernando. After all these hours of being on the air, that's like the thing I don't want to hear. 215-339-6709. Let's flash that up there. 215-339-6709. Now let's take one last look here at this Eagles draft class 2011. And it was a busy, busy draft for the Eagles. Four trades and 11 draft picks. And how many of those players will turn out to be great ones? Well, that remains to be seen. The Philadelphia Eagles think and feel very good about their group, obviously led by Danny Watkins. They feel like they have a shot to be a pretty terrific team, not only in 2011, but in years to come. Good young group, described by Howie Roseman as meat and potatoes. I think, let's see, who's my surprise? See, I like Brian Roll. I like him as just a kind of a missile. Big body. I'm offline, Ryan. What's the name?
Dan.
Okay, let's go to Coatesville. Let's talk to Dan in Coatesville. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
What's up?
I think the Eagles did great on over. I think we'll look back and that most of these guys are still here in 5 years.
Yeah, what are we going to be, what player is going to be remembered out of this draft? Because you know it's never always the first guy. Out of the players, is it going to be, and it's tough because they're linemen and linebackers for the most part.
Yeah, I like Watkins and I like Marsh, so.
Well, Howie spoke very highly of Marsh, so I'm excited about that. Maybe not as a right-away guy. But somebody down the line, size, speed, long arms.
Hey, at the end of the draft, they usually go out and get other players.
Yeah, not allowed to do that this year.
Because they're free agents?
Yeah, you're not allowed to do contract business with any players in the league right now.
All right.
Yeah, that's
that
the problem.
I looked at that everywhere the last 2 days, and no place is talking about it. So.
Yeah, so that'll when league business is completed, that will be part of the league business.
So who do you think they're looking at free agency?
I have no idea. I mean, I would imagine more help for the defense. But certainly the Eagles are not. I mean, they've got plenty of room if there's a salary cap, you know. They've got assets here. Kevin Cobb is a tradable commodity. We know there's going to be a market for him. I mean, what's your feeling on what would you like to see the Eagles do with Kevin Cobb?
I think they should trade him and get either a great player for him or get a first-round draft pick next year.
Well, we'll see what they do. I mean,
that messes up this year. I think we should have got a first-round this year for him.
Well, unfortunately, the Eagles were not able to do business with the league. Obviously, judging by the level of interest, there would have been a first-round pick in the offing for Kevin Cobb.
Yeah, it sounded like we could have got a fourth or a fifth out of him.
A fourth or a fifth? Oh, you mean overall?
Yeah.
Hey, that would have been nice. What would you have taken with the fifth pick in the draft?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at the board again.
I guarantee it would have been, well, pick number
four. I would have went somebody for the offensive line, definitely.
Well, Patrick Peterson was the fifth pick in the draft, cornerback from LSU. And A.J. Green was the fourth pick in the draft, wide receiver from Alabama.
Yeah.
Or rather, from Georgia, sorry. So, hey, two pretty good players potentially in the NFL. Kevin Cobb, already a good player in the NFL.
Hey, you think we'll there's any chance they're going to bring Dolphins back this year?
As
so you can retire out as an Eagle?
In like a ceremonial thing?
Yeah.
Or keep my. I don't think he'll be on the roster all year. He will be a free agent, though. My sense with Brian is that he is done playing football in the NFL.
All right, because I know off season he was different places with like Westbrook and stuff in Philadelphia doing some stuff. So I thought maybe there was something in the works.
Yeah, no. I love Brian Dawkins, one of the greatest Eagles of all time, but his days in the NFL are perhaps numbered. We'll see. You know, I never count him out, but tough year last year, some injuries.
Yeah.
With the Broncos, and he's had some tough times here.
Yeah, I think he's still under contract 1 year with them, right?
No, he signed a 2-year deal, I believe, and this was his second season.
Okay.
So, all right, thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good day. 215-339-6709. Yeah, I think it's a 2-year deal that Dawkins signed, but I could be wrong. I don't know. 215-339-6709 is the number. We are probably not going to have any more Eagles lives for a while here, guys. So if you've got your questions, bring them in. I don't know what's going to happen with him. You know, we're with this labor thing. We're in such a weird spot that we just don't know how long we can go here. So I'm back on. So I don't know weekly, you know, is there going to be a mini camp scheduled? I don't know. Let's go out to San Francisco and talk to Mario. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Big Dave. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. I'm an original Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Nice.
I go back when Jerry. I was a kid when Jerry Woman owned the Eagles. So you know, going way, way, way back.
Okay. All right. So, who's your favorite player in this draft?
My favorite would have to be the kid to basically watch him. I mean, that's realistic about this. You know, a lot of people crying about this. Other, but all in all, to me, you have to look at a situation where the Eagles basically need to definitely improve the offensive line, and you know, and not just in talent, but in character too. This kid's going to work. You know what I mean? I mean, I've only seen him play. I've been seeing him on the West Coast. I've seen him play a couple of times, and the kid, he fights. I mean, he doesn't give up. People cry about he only runs this, he only runs that. You know, there's intangibles when you play. I played football. There's intangibles when you get on that football field. That you know. Sometimes speed is a good thing. Speed is definitely a good thing. But when you're intelligent and you have skills, that compensates a lot. You know, for those people who've never played football, never played any type of professional sport, they just cry about this guy, that. They have no clue. This kid's going to play with a broken. You know, let's go back to the '60s when offensive linemen played. You know. Broken thumb, broken finger, broken nose. This is the type of kid this kid is. And how many guys in the NFL offense or defense play like that now? Very few.
Well, you know, obviously the Eagles love Danny Watkins. They think he's going to be an impact player here. And we're all going to have to see how it works out. I mean,
I have comfort.
I'm afraid we're losing you, Mario.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I hear you, buddy. Yep.
Okay, good. I got my 2-year-old. He's about right now. He's only 3 years old. He's almost like 3 feet tall.
I hear you.
But he may be ready in the 2020 draft or something like that. But yeah, and then the only thing I was kind of really concerned about is the defensive line. And not the end so much, but the tackle positions, because, you know, basically, you know, if you got pushed, you know, that takes a lot of pressure off the, you know, it takes a lot of pressure off the ends and the linebackers. I think we need to really do something about push. Hopefully, when this stupid CBA thing gets really resolved, so they can look for some decent, you know, player to give us a little bit push. You get a little bigger, because come December, you know, you see what happens. Come December, our defensive ends are just, you know, they're like tasty cakes.
Yeah, I just don't know what kind of defensive tackles Jim Washburn looks for. I mean, we talked about the ends a lot, where they line up in the wide technique, in the nine technique. They come up wide and get outside the tackles. But I don't know what he's looking for with the defensive tackles. I really don't.
I'm just concerned about getting that. If we get that was the difference basically in the Green Bay. I mean, the defense, you know, really played a decent game. But I think if we had a little bit more push up in that middle there, we'd have been in the Super Bowl. I'm almost sorry.
The Eagles had they weren't even close to the Super Bowl. All right, you got to win the Packers game. You got to win two more games, then you're in the Super Bowl.
But what I'm saying is, if we gotten past Green Bay, I think we would, you know, round two with Chicago would have been a nice take.
Yeah, would have been a nice matchup.
Definitely, and I just hope we, you know, with the kids that the running back that we got from Pittsburgh and whatever, and the kids from USC, I've seen him play too. So, like, I'm seeing somebody in California, out in Northern California. He's going to be a surprise.
I like Havili. Again, the health is the issue here, but I do like Stanley Havili.
No, remember Correll Buckhalter, right?
Yep.
He's
coming in. Thanks for the call so much, Mario. He's coming in. Havili comes in as a fullback. Now, what's the Eagles' picture at fullback? Leonard Weaver's coming off this injury that's a devastating injury. And, you know, there have been many reported questions about Leonard and his ability to come back. Owen Schmidt stepped in very nicely for Weaver. Physical, more of a just kind of a throwback kind of fullback. And then Havili, I think, is a bit more of an athletic, bit more of a threat with the ball. More, and as Howie said, more traits that you know, that Weaver has with the football in his hands. 215-339-6709. Chris from York, Pennsylvania. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
How are you, pal?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Liking the draft. Digging Watkins. I'm digging the kid's dad. I think Mr. Knapp should move over to...
Did you see the interview that we had with Mr. Watkins, by any chance?
Oh, I loved it.
Wasn't it hilarious?
The character, man.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I'm telling you, he's going to be the next Campbell Soup guy.
He was good, man. I don't know if he's going to be around. I mean, I don't think he's going to live in Philadelphia. He's pretty happy where he lives.
Yeah, well, I don't blame him. Hey, Kevin Cobb.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, my opinion on Kevin Cobb, that had to be the best pick Andy Reid made in... Probably better than McNabb pick. And the reason why I say that is the value of Kevin Cobb and what we could do with Kevin Cobb right now. I mean, the possibilities, to me, in my opinion, are endless. It's like, you know, I've read a couple people saying they can get, you know, they could get Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie and a first-round pick from Arizona. The way I look at it, if they do that, they got two first-round picks. Guess who we get as our starting quarterback next year? Or not as our starting quarterback, as our first-round pick next year. We go after Andrew Luck.
So, wait, give me this trade scenario here.
Kevin Cobb to Arizona.
Okay.
For DRC.
Who's DRC?
Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
Okay.
There's our quarterback. We don't need Namdi.
Okay.
And Arizona's first-round pick for 2012.
All right. Get that deal done, would you?
Oh, man. I wish. Okay. But then listen, we get two first-round picks in 2012. We trade them up to the first spot and get Andrew Luck for our future.
You got it all worked out, don't you?
Yeah, well.
Well, the problem is that that team would not trade the first pick in the draft for the 17th pick in the draft, which would be the Cardinals pick, and the 32nd pick in the draft, because that would be the Eagles pick after winning the Super Bowl. See what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah, so
that's if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, which I'm
hoping
to do.
I'm saying when.
When. All right, cool.
All right.
But hey, Andrew Luck, man, if I was Andy, I'd do everything you can to get him.
Well, I mean, you don't think Michael Vick's going to play more than next couple of years?
No. I'm cool with Vick for three, 4 more years, but I don't think he's got more than 4 in him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got more than 3 in him. I mean, the guy's great, but, you know, he just takes a beat.
Well, and listen, that's why you draft Danny Watkins. Let Michael Vick drop back and throw the football.
Yeah, but even, I mean, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I want to know how many of these blitzes, we saw the blitzes off the edge. I wonder how many of them were set up by looks inside, or clearly the Eagles had right guard, a big, gigantic target. They needed to upgrade. So
now, let me ask you this real quick. When do the Eagles start looking for another quarterback? I mean, do they really think Mike Kafka is the guy, the next guy?
You know, that's probably the question you have to answer. And you probably like a lot of what you've seen internally from Mike Kafka, but until you see him in a game, you don't know.
Right.
But, you know, that's something, you know, Mike Kafka's development critical here in the big picture.
Right.
Because if you like him, hey, that's when he starts moving up the ladder. If you don't like him, then you better find somebody else. We've been spoiled so much here. Fortunately, Donovan McNabb, you know, Kevin Cobb is the heir apparent. That didn't last long. You get the bonus of having Michael Vick here. So you feel good about the quarterback situation for at least a few years, and then you try to keep looking for young guys to develop.
Yeah.
All right?
All right, Dave. Have a good one.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you for the phone call. And all you, thank you for joining us here throughout the weekend on Eagles Draft Live, presented by Deaton Watson. We'll be back as soon as we're going to keep it going here, but just need something going on in the labor picture to keep us live. But we will have Marty Morningwig in the studio here at some point this week, as well as Juan Castillo, and we will keep you up to date on the very latest from the land of the Philadelphia Eagles. I want to thank you for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.